we have to talk about yesterday. And yesterday was a big moment on the show in the morning and in the afternoon. Huge himself, Bill Simonson, was in Adrian yesterday, and he came on the show about 8:30 or so to talk with Jeff and Pat.
Yeah.
And I'm just, how cool is that, first off?
That is very cool.
And I don't know if it was coincidence or fate, but what, I don't know what it was, but his son plays for Forest Hills Eastern, and they happen to be playing Adrian. Put two and two together. Hey, what a great time to come visit down your affiliate for the first time. And he's been on our airwaves 3 to 6 since our beginning. I remember in the planning stages of getting the station running, someone bringing up, hey, there's this, you know, statewide syndicated sports talk show called Huge out of Grand Rapids. He does really good stuff. We should look into getting him on the air. And
it just
there
happened,
it is.
And now we're here.
Yeah, and it was cool to have him here. After the show, we went out to Lenawee Hills, Hills of Lenawee, played some golf.
What'd you shoot?
Man, it was one of those either a good hole or just a very unmemorable
hole
thing. I had 2 9s. I'll come out and say it, but I had a couple of pars. Bogey. I mean, it was either feast or famine. So I ended up with a 54.
Okay. That's,
you know,
not horrible.
No, John Roberts shot a 46. Huge shot a 47. So, I mean, it was respectable. I mean, I had some terrible shots.
Could have been worse.
It could have.
Yeah.
Could have. But, yeah, I mean, that was a lot of fun. Had to hang out and had a chance to hang out and talk, of course, on the course and then had some lunch there at Birdie's, so shout out to them, and of course the golf course, and the Comfort Inn off of 223 over by Adrian College for having Bill stay over there last night and Wednesday night. But that's cool. I mean, and he wanted to visit here sooner, but COVID happened in 2020 when we were really starting to roll into it, and it just... It never really worked, and it finally came together. And it was just one of those, we had the day circled on our calendar, and oh, yeah, it's Thursday. Oh, man. Okay, here we go.
Here he comes.
So he was here, he was on the show locally, and then after golf and after lunch, he went over to ZZ's down the road at College Avenue here in Adrian to do his live show. So he broadcast back to his Grand Rapids station, and it was syndicated across the state. And Jeff Bowman, John Roberts were on for the first hour or so.
And say, I saw the picture of them sitting there.
Yeah, over on our Twitter.
Yep.
I think it, I don't know if I put it on Facebook.
I think you did.
Okay. I know Pat put it on his Facebook. Yeah, Pat goes, it's on Facebook already. I go, is it on our Facebook? Well, no. Okay. Can I have the picture? So I'm pretty sure I got it up on Facebook. But, yeah, big thanks to ZZ's and all the other sponsors for making that happen to get them out there.
Yep.
And, you know, it hits you like, oh, it's statewide radio. Like, people in the UP are listening.
Yep.
People in Grand Rapids, Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, all over. And it was cool to first listen to that first hour, and then to be on the show with Bill was just an unreal experience to do, and very humbling and very cool to talk about things I love.
Local sport.
And we talked a lot about, well, mostly Adrian College hockey.
Yeah.
And they were the team here from the start. I mean, they were Coach Krug, Coach Skelly, the men's and women's coach. They were right here from the beginning. They saw the value of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, know the value of their program. And I think we go well together.
Yeah.
I said yesterday, when they're home, we help you fill your stands. And when we're on the road, we'll tell everyone what's going on.
Yeah.
And so to have Coach Krug there to be interviewed by Huge was good for Lenawee County. But good for Adrian and, of course, the college, but good for Southern Michigan to get that recognition and to have some time to talk about the good things happening here.
I would hope people already know who he was, though, considering they are D3 national champions.
Right. No, you would...
you would hope.
Right, you would hope. But to learn
more about the program,
To know that they've always been successful.
Yeah, and it's not just a one-time thing now.
Right. Well, to finally reach the pinnacle,
yeah,
it's puts you on the map. But it's just another great opportunity for me. I'm thankful to Bill Simonson with Huge. He was incredible. Said many nice things about me. Mm-hmm. Was not ready for it. So it means a lot coming from him, and I appreciate that. And just that chance to get people that care about local sports. On Huge.
Yep.
And I'm sure Jeff and John echo in some way what I'm trying to articulate here. It was an unreal opportunity. And thanks to Bill, and of course thanks to our GM Julie Kane for helping us out, getting everything around,
make it happen,
and actually making it happen, giving it the okay. She was in all those planning meetings that we had to get Huge here as well. So thank you to Julie, and, of course, thanks, Bill, and all those opportunities. So it was a lot of fun, an experience that 5 years ago, 6 years ago, never would have thought could have happened. So I just want to take a moment to thank everyone involved for yesterday. It was great. And then to cap it off with high school football, what was awesome as well.
Great games.
Yeah.
Did you go back down to ZZ's afterwards?
Well, no. I went late. I didn't know how late people were staying there.
Yeah.
I've been dog sitting my friend's dog as they've been on vacation. So I've had two dogs in the house for
about four days. Fun. I mean, fun, but...
And they came back to town last night. So I stuck around. We had a scheduling conflict in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
Our normal engineer wasn't here, but apparently told someone that he was going to be here. So there was no one running the board. So I get a text from Jeff. I'm like, hey, can we get somebody here? So
interesting.
Yeah. Yep. So I was going to drop the dog back off at their house because they were coming later that night. And they ended up being later than I thought.
Interesting.
So I didn't make it over to ZZ's. Andrew, it's been a week.
It's been a week.
Yeah. If the bags under my eyes could talk, they would tell stories. And real quick, before we hit the break, another thank you. And I think a lot of our listeners also listen to our sister station, 103.9 WLEN. And Wednesday, the community suffered an incredible, in a bad way, moment as... basically, everything in the Associated Charities building was burned.
Yeah.
Suspected arson. And they were in the middle of their back-to-school program.
I think yesterday was supposed to be their first day, right?
I think they had their first day on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then that happened early Wednesday morning. So the stations, mainly 103.9 WLEN and Q95 Country, were collecting funds... donations, gift cards, checks, cash, out in front of our building on West Maumee. Mm-hmm. And the final numbers came in, and Lenawee raised over $70,000.
Oh, jeez.
I believe it was $70,500-and-something. So Associated Charities is going to work to get gift cards and appropriate funding to people, and that's just Lenawee County stepping up again.
Yep.
It was awesome to see... the people bringing by $10 or bringing $50 or writing a check for a couple hundred dollars, just people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the businesses stepped up in a big way as well to get that to a place where it's just an incredible number. And it's for the kids and for the community.
Yeah.
And there are kids that need those things. You might not think they do, but they're people that do. Maybe it's your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's your relative that doesn't want to talk about it. But people benefit from the work of our local charities, and our county stepped up again, as they do. So just an emotional week in many ways in Lenawee County. And we got through it, and we look forward. We're moving forward.